Alright. So how you feeling out there?
Feeling pretty good. Real good, actually. Healthy. Win. Recovery time is great right now. Pretty much one of my main focuses is, my body and my breathing and just being able to last.
You also got the focus on the guys behind you. They're coming on behind you, aren't they?
My focus is always in front of me. You know, if a guy got past me, I'm probably going to be on the bench if, it's one of the defenders. So, I got to look at everything in front of me and, time is now. So I got to believe in what's happening right now. And right now I'm given an opportunity to go out and lead a football team to some victories.
Change in mindset from last season because of your position on the depth
chart? Mindset can never change. One thing you can't do is get complacent. When your mindset change from what got you there, you're going to start to decline is what I've been, seeing just throughout the course of my life. So, my biggest fear is to get complacent, and I just hope I would never leave the mind frame that I had coming in, an undrafted guy. Nobody picked me. Nobody thought I could play football, and I get a chance to stand here today. Believing in myself the same way I did when I first got here. So, my mindset can never change.
So, what do you think your game has improved in the past? I mean, a lot of guys make that progression in the second year. What
particular I'm hoping to improve on my hands, catching the ball out of backfield, a lot more longer runs. But, I'll be able to see once we get some game tempo up under us to see, how those areas have improved compared to last season. But, I feel like I put the work in this offseason and, I was real diligent about paying attention to the details. So, hopefully it's going to show once the season starts. Yeah, just catching balls, just playing with the football, sleeping with the football, just going back to things I was doing when I was a little kid. It sounds funny or cliche or whatever, but, I kind of put all my eggs into it. This is what I want. I believe in it. I believe in myself, and this is what I want to do.
How important was last season and the opportunities you got in developing where you are now and your confidence?
Last season was real important, actually just to get in. First off, to set your mind to something, even someone to say that, he's probably don't have a chance, or regardless of that, just set your mind to something and accomplish it and see it accomplished after you didn't put so much work into it is a great feeling. So, to be able to go start over and put more on myself and, demand more goals and to be able to go accomplish that this season would be a plus for me. And, hopefully that'll help me grow as I become a complete NFL back.
How's the velocity on Jake Paul this year?
Coach made a, comment, try to catch that 90-mile-per-hour fastball he's throwing. And it looks good. He's kicking that leg up and launching it right now, and hopefully he's gonna have a great season. He's a great back. He's been more open as a leader. He's talking to more guys and he's communicating. A lot better, and he seems happy right now, which is one of the best things. So, I'm happy for him.
Is there a noticeable difference now than from the end of last season on his ball?
I don't get to see it as much as some of those receivers, but as it 5 yards away, I can't tell a little more of a difference because it's coming at me a little faster. But, that's how you want it. You want that ball to get that faster. He's going to be able to squeeze in some tighter spots. Some of them Brett Favre balls I've seen, he threw one in there today, that got in, and nobody else in the NFL I think could make that throw besides Favre. He's a great guy, and he's working hard, so he's going to succeed in his league.
How's the chemistry among the running backs? And is it any different from the chemistry you guys had last year as a group?
It starts with Bobby Turner. He's a coach. He's going to coach every single player, regardless if you was the first pick, you got $20 million, $30 million, or you was the last pick and you got $200,000. So, he's going to coach each and every guy the same way. So, no one can have the feel that, this guy's getting more attention than the other one. So, it doesn't trickle down to say that, this is the coach's favorite. You know what I'm saying? He's telling you right in there to your face. I want the best out of you. You got to come out here and compete every day because your job could be gone. And he talks about, the wire. It's a lot of guys out there every day that's hungry, fighting and wanting a job. So, it's good for me to keep my mindset and my hunger the way it is.
You got one of the bigger cheers out there when you made a move downfield.
Yeah.
It felt pretty good.
Yeah, it felt good. That's one of the things that I've been working on, just to be able to make more moves downfield instead of, my legs dying, young legs last year. But, hopefully I'll be able to make some more moves downfield and still separate from defenders.
Being undrafted, you sort of come in with a chip on your shoulder. Coming into this year, do you have to find some new motivation, or does that sort of stay?
No such thing as new motivation. It's the same motivation you had when you was a little kid. You playing in the middle of the street, you playing high ball, your parents telling you playing the grass, don't tackle on the street. My mindset has been the same. I love this sport. I feel like I've got my mindset in the right direction, and I feel like I'm accomplishing things, and, you know, coaches is believing in me, and people who's been established in the NFL, you know, is looking at me and giving me opportunities. So, you know, I feel like obviously I'm doing some things right with my mindset and my approach to the game. So, you know, hopefully I can just grow and be the person that I want to be and the person that they expect to have on the football field.
You're a speed guy. Did you work on even more speed in the offseason, and how's that worked out?
You know, I feel good, my legs and my recovery. You know, I feel like, you know, that speed is going to come, you know, more the way when your body can recover. You know, if by the time I take off and I'm going 40 yards and if your legs are dying, you know, you won't be as fast throughout the game. You know, your speed is going to decline. But, you know, I was working on a lot of speed and a lot of burning, you know, just to feel the burn with my legs and fight through it. And, you know, hopefully it's going to show in the fourth quarter.
Selvin, when Mike introduced you there, he sort of teased a guy that rushed for 2,000 yards. Are you still holding yourself to that goal?
I mean, you know, I'm not the type of person that stay on one side of the fence my whole life and see what everybody else sees and, you know, and try to accomplish the things that everybody else try to accomplish. I'm the guy that wants to get on the other side of the fence and accomplish the things that people never turn around and look and try to reach for. So, you know, if I can get on the other side of that fence and accomplish them goals, you know, it'll be a great feeling for me.
Thanks, Selvin.
Selvin, thanks.